Good morning. It's the 5th of November. Our New Testament reading today is from Acts 16 and 17, and in these readings we meet Lydia. I'm going to read to you from an essay written by Sister Trudy Heath that appears in the book Women of the Bible. She wrote, "We read that Lydia worshipped God. She was probably a Jewess or a Jewish proselyte, as previously it was only to Jews that God had opened up the way of life eternal. News in these times did not travel very quickly, especially if it was received with a degree of suspicion, and it appears that this was the first time this new doctrine had reached Philippi. Here, in this short verse, we have a very important principle. If Lydia worshipped God, and we feel sure she did it in sincerity, why was she not left to carry on in her own way? Her worship could not have been in accordance with the commands of the Lord Jesus. And, like Cornelius, she had to be shown the more perfect way of approach to her Creator. The Lord opened her heart, and she received those better things which Paul expounded when he sat down in their midst, as was the custom of teachers. She probably served God to the best of her ability. The soil was well prepared, the seed took root, and from development which took place at Philippi and her native town of Thyatira, it brought forth fruit abundantly. Her eyes were not blinded that she could not see, nor her ears dull of hearing. God had singled her out as a suitable vessel to hold his truth. She undoubtedly thirsted after righteousness. We see many around us of good character performing good deeds, and may wonder why the truth does not penetrate their hearts. They may be well satisfied with what they have. God apparently saw in Lydia something different. He knew her capabilities, and she could well have carried the gospel back to Thyatira with great zeal. She quickly realized that her belief alone in what Paul had said was not sufficient, and she was baptized, and all her household." Chapter 16 and verse 15 introduces us to another quality of this faithful woman. "And when she was baptized, she besought us, saying, 'If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there.' And she constrained us." She dearly wanted to make some contribution to the apostles' welfare and comfort in return for the wonderful news they had given her, and she would not be put off. There was no half-hearted attempt to do good. She besought us. She constrained us. It seemed her invitation was not at once accepted. The Apostle Paul's principle had been to look after himself as far as possible, and not to be a burden on any. We notice also the humble tone of her request. "If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide." The possible size and richness of her home did not enter into her request at all. She doubted whether she was worthy in the sight of the Lord for them to come under her roof. When we entertain the speaking brother or any of our brethren and sisters, do we seek to impress with our gracious house and well-kept garden, instead of wondering whether we ourselves are worthy to entertain the saints? It makes one think. If Lydia had anything to do with the establishment of the ecclesia at Thyatira, and we like to think she did, her example of charitable works seems to have influenced the believers, for John records in Revelation 2, verse 19, "I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first." This meeting at Philippi may well have had something to do with the further proclamation of the truth in other places. A lesson, I think, for all of us. Thank you for listening.